A storm raced across northern New York and northern New England last night into early this morning, bringing a wintry mix to the area. A sloppy combination of snow, sleet, and freezing rain resulted in slippery travel in many spots through the night into early this morning. Across the far south, it was mild enough for mainly rain as this storm worked its way through, and now the storm continues to work its way to the east through northern Maine this afternoon, then it will cross into Canada during the late day and nighttime hours. That puts us on the backside of the storm, and we've had very changeable weather through the day. The first thing, the wind, a very gusty wind blowing behind that storm through the day. It prompted wind advisories for much of the afternoon for the capital region. At times, those wind gusts were in the range of 40 to 50 miles per hour. Temperatures have been dropping as well, so the cold air really rushing in behind the storm, and we've had a scattering of snow showers from time to time through the day. Moving into tonight, we'll still have some leftover snow showers, though they will tend to dry up, though they may last for a while, especially in the northern mountains. It will be a cold night as temperatures fall back into the single digits and teens. Some spots will drop below zero, especially in the Adirondacks. It will turn a little bit less windy than today, or a lot less windy than today, but it will still be breezy through the night, so even though it won't be quite as gusty and quite as harsh in terms of wind, there are still going to be wind chills as the night moves along, and our feels like temperatures will be in the single digits above and below zero across the region. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have a little bubble of high pressure come into control, and that'll give us some sunshine to start things off. Clouds will increase a bit as we head into tomorrow afternoon. Again, it will not be as windy as today, but it will be a noticeable wind at times, and that will make it feel pretty cool. It's already going to be a cool day, with daytime high temperatures in the teens across the far north, in the 20s to near 30 in the capital region, and in the lower to mid-30s across the south. Moving into the day on Friday, we will have a storm work its way off the east coast. It's going to track pretty far to our south. However, it may nudge far enough north to bring at least some light snow to areas south of the Albany area. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy with scattered snow showers mainly in the mountains, breezy and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens, some single digits below zero in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, with highs in the teens and 20s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens, single digits below zero in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, increasing clouds and cold, with highs in the teens and 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, and cold, low 16 to 22. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high 30 to 35. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold, low 10 to 15. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, breezy and cool, high 25 to 30. Region-wide on Friday, variably cloudy with a chance of light snow mainly south, highs in the 20s to lower 30s, and on Saturday, increasing clouds with a chance of late flurries with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.